choosing your battle. Make yourself. Now here with me, like remember, had the vice chairperson. So now we have the woman as well, that chairperson of Uganda Tourism Team. And so we are here with her. Let her like introduce herself to us and she's here with the founder. Hello everybody, my name is Jessica. Once again, I would like to be back with you so guys, we are here, like I told you, like right now, we're going to be talking about the advantages of tourism, like how to benefit. So let's see, like, okay, first, I'd like to share a short story of mine, like, okay? So there was this time I had saved up my money to go to visit Lake Bro National Park. Like it was really like a lot of money because it took me long to save. So when I went like to this place, I had paid for VIP. But then to my surprise, all the people in the VIP were white. So I was in the car, like I was the only black person, and it would be okay like for lighter. But then you know, I turned next to the tourist attraction, like everyone started looking at me, like I was the animal, like okay, but it was fine. So, hey guys, when you don't visit these places, you make people feel bad, like how I was. So could you tell us of some advantages, because I do people don't like it.
I'm quite sorry about your experience, but once you tell, yes, awareness to these people, I'm sure such experiences will be there anymore. So the first advantage is job creation. Tourism generates employment opportunities in such a way that these people can be hired as tour guides and are paid for doing their work for guiding people and telling them the difference. The next is revenue generation. So tourists, depending on accommodation and entry, is all taken to the government and taken as revenue. It is used to develop the sites and social services like roads, transport, law, and education, making the lives of the people around better and more enjoyable. It's just a small act like paying to the central
Africa. Okay, that's really interesting. Like, I really had no like idea that tourism dominates that much in Uganda's revenue. So we've had enough from that chairperson. So can we hear like some advantages from the founder so that we can get to know more about the benefits of tourism?
Another advantage is
through awareness and tourism opens your attention to the needs of Uganda. Interest fees and tourism taxes can find and the preservation of natural habitats.
Okay, so I now get it like very clear to me, because when we have the game parks and all preserving these forests, we get to like, you know what I get from what you say is that we preserve the habitat. So I think that's exactly what you're trying to do, right? Okay, so could you tell us like one more advantage, like you as a founder, like what other advantages do you find like for tourism?
Cultural and recreational. Through enriching experiences, tourist sites provide recreational and cultural amenities that enhance the overall quality of life of residents. And again, through cultural events, tourism can stimulate the organization of cultural events and festivals, contributing to the vibrancy of local life. You guys, add some spice to your life, too, it's boring. Go out there and visit international films instead of staying at home all that time. Go out there and do something different with your life.
Okay, that's really interesting, because we've had too much culture wash away, like, due to influence of our Western culture. But now I guess that through tourism, we can, you know, get to preserve some of our culture, that's a little bit to them. So, Madam Founder, like we've gotten that, but okay. Now, can we please hear something from the chairperson? Like, can we get like more benefits from her?
So besides the job creation and revenue, he gets entertainment. Since tourists go to this game park, they feel bored of adventure and just fun. This is through visiting these animals and seeing their nature, the nature of the places. So boredom really kills and it turns out into a fascinating experience. Because this game park is also about different activities like designing and all. So if you want to have a very great experience, a very great adventure, go visit different tourist sites and live up for it.
Okay, so guys, I hope you had that. These tourism places, it's just so good to see things. It's just so good to see like paintings. You go, but then there are also other fun activities that you get to do. Mention it, like the chairperson says. So don't forget, like it's not just things. You don't just go around. You don't just move around, but you also get to do fun activities. So let's hear again from the chairperson, like what are the advantages that they get to enjoy as tourists themselves? Oh, what does it contribute to us?
So tourism also contributes to infrastructure development. The development of these tourist sites can provide us with accommodation. You know, you want to live a better life in a modern housing, or you know, moving on roads which are not, don't have potholes. So contribute to tourism, participate in tourism, and you will have a better infrastructure.
Okay, so I hope that's going to be clear, because if you've seen these tourism places, you will not see any like rubbish houses around. You know, the government normally, you know, improves these places, constructs their roads. So when there is a tourism site and more people come in, like to bring their money, like I think the government improves that place just so as to bring in more tourists. Okay, so I hope that we will see the activity. But now let's go back to Madam Founda. So Asha, Mrs. Asha, may I call you? What other things you find like is an advantage to tourists?
Great cultural exchange. Through cultural understanding, tourists provide an opportunity for cultural exchange through allowing the locals to share with them some of their traditions, customs, and the way of life with us. And preservation of our heritage. Tourism can contribute to preservation of cultural heritage and historical significance and
significance. Okay, that is really interesting. Yeah, so we now get that tourism side contributes to our culture preservation. So, Madam Chairperson, Tourism Board, so what are the advantages?
So, education. You know, schools also go to these places to tour, to the tourist sites. So, you learn about also that history of animals, like how this one learns about that. Evolution of human. So you could get also an advantage of education. And to sum up everything, let's come together, participate in tourism, and create an economic system.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So lastly, let's hear from Madam Founda. What other reason, like what other advantage do you have for us today?
The tourism sector also preserves the wildlife of the connection. Like through visiting the tourist site, the money that is collected is used to conserve the lions and keep them alive so that other future generations can get to see what you have enjoyed and when you should get to see what you have enjoyed and now you are not making
it. Okay, that makes way too much sense because I remember like okay I just imagine 20-year-old me waking up and then there are no more wild cats, like they are left as bedtime stories. Okay, that would really hurt. I don't think I would even tell my grandchildren about them, like that would be very heartbreaking. Okay, so Madam Chairperson, teaching us like one last final point for my viewers, it's very catching up with time.
Final advantage I have is diversification of the economy. Developing tourist sites help diversify the economy, reducing the dependence on a single industry and making the region more resilient and economic fluctuation. So please let us all participate in tourism, visit this tourist site, not only to make experience, but also
Africa. Okay guys, like I told you, this episode was going to be lit, and yeah, like I promise, like I never promise and it doesn't happen. So we're getting to know more about the benefits. I hope now you guys have reason to actually get to your culture, stop watching like those animal stuff, stop watching things on TV, go see them with your own eyes. What if some of these things are like, what is that you can witness? Like, be serious, guys. You cannot sit home, wake up, stand up, go to our place. Now you also have something to tell others. We are really tired of someone saying, I saw this one. Say I went. Like, go there. See these places. Let's develop the standard together. When you sit on your couch, you're doing nothing. You're only paying the people who made the TVs and the TV channels because you're subscribing. But when you go to these stories inside, you get bringing money like for revenue. Don't you want to develop Uganda? Because if you do so, it will way to develop like really high. So we could maybe also get to see some electric trains. So, well, guys, I think this is the end because time is not on our side. So come back for the next episode, because in this we are going to be talking about how the government has supported or can support a tourism site and like places so that Ugandans visit them more, or so that we benefit more from this tourism site as a country. Thank you so much for tuning in to Chanda's show. So let me first allow my visitors to say goodbye so that I can say my final.
I'm so happy and very excited to have shared with you guys. See you next time and hope to see you again.
As the founder, I'm really delighted to have shared something about tourism with you. My only prayer is that you visit this tourism site because you are missing out on a lot by sitting at your goal and not visiting this tourism site. So let's build Uganda together by standing up and adding some value to our country by visiting. Thank you. Okay, Lord, just don't forget that by visiting these places, like we told, there is entertainment, there is sports, there is education, there is culture preservation and all that. So thanks, enjoy the song. See you next time. Bye bye.
Africa, jungle.